Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Astral Projection, where dreams may lead. They say that we spend a third of our lives sleeping. Have you ever wondered what you do? Indeed, do you remember any of what goes on while you are snuggled up under the covers? This is one of my favourite quotes from the Upanishads. It has always resonated with me. The spirit of man has two dwellings, this world and the world beyond. There is also a third dwelling place, the land of sleep and dreams. Resting in this borderland, the spirit of man can behold his dwelling in this world and in the other world afar, and wandering in this borderland, he beholds behind him the sorrows of this world, and in front of him he sees the joys of the beyond. Everyone astral projects at night. Some remember, some don't. If you remember your dreams, it's a start. The brain is like a muscle that needs exercise to keep it in peak form. We need to train our minds to remember what we do at night. Just like we train for a marathon, so we have to build up our capacity for dream and astral projection recall. Some people consciously astral project naturally and have been since they were young, but most people have to work at it. I am one of those people. I have had to program myself to have out-of-body experiences. I have always been an avid dreamer. Around 10 years ago, I wanted to go deeper into my dreams because I felt that somewhere within those dreams was who I am. The desire to find out about myself drove me on, and I wrote down all my dreams, however strange, however banal, the weird and wonderful, the frightening and the beautiful. Those dreams were coming from my mind, and I wanted to discover who I am. I would wake up 10 or 15 minutes before I needed to get up and just sink back into that zone of half awake, half asleep, and encourage all the dreams to come flooding back in my mind. I would then write down the sensations and images that flowed into my mind. I practiced staying awake while my body fell asleep, so I could enter directly into a lucid dream. I had many failed attempts, but nothing deterred me from my goal, which was to go deeper and deeper into who I am. I didn't realize at the time that in a way I was programming myself to leave my body. One night I managed to stay awake while my physical body fell asleep, but instead of going into a lucid dream as I thought, I felt slight vibrations, and before I knew it, I was floating above my body. Wow, now that was something I had never expected, an out-of-body experience. I wasn't going to let this opportunity slip by. And so, from that day on, I focused on astral travel. I read avidly, found people on internet with the same interests. In short, I saturated myself with astral projection information. I wasn't going to lose this skill. Looking back, I got exactly what I had asked for, what I had desired, which was to go deeper into my being, into my inner being. While floating above my body, feeling wonderful, it never occurred to me that this was just the beginning of my astral travelling, the first step into the most profound adventure a human being could ever ask for. Astral projection has taken me into the realms of the soul. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to pop over to www.astralwings.com. See you there.